in the seventh. This one belongs to the Bulldogs with a win in 6.5 innings. 6-3, the final score. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Welcome to the post-game show. The Bulldogs getting the victory here tonight by a score of 6-3. Ithaca with a good effort, scoring a total of 2 runs in the middle innings each inning, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, and had a rally today to get over North Crawford, which took an early 1-0 lead in the ball game. And North Crawford would come back and tighten the gap. It was a 2-2 ball game after the Bulldogs had scored 2 in the third inning. North Crawford played at 1 in the top of the fourth before the Bulldogs scored 2 in the bottom of the fourth, and that takes us to the Duncan Rewards play of the game or turning point of the game, and we're going to go with number 8 hitter Cody Burns of Ithaca and a 2-run home run in that fourth inning. Score was tied at 2. His 2-run home run gave the Bulldogs the lead in the eventual winning run, and the Bulldogs used some momentum to add a pair of runs then in the fifth and get the victory here this afternoon. America runs on Duncan, and the Bulldogs rewarded with a home run today from Cody Burns. We'll be back with more in the postgame show from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Duncan Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Duncan Rewards members can sign up for free on the Duncan app or by visiting DuncanRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Duncan today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Duncan.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Welcome back to our postgame show. The Bulldogs win it today by a score of 6-3 over North Crawford. The winning pitcher today is Devin Ime. The Bulldogs sophomore goes 6 innings. He strikes out 6, gives up 6 hits, and walks 3. And Micah Salisbury pitches a 1-2-3 seventh inning with 2 strikeouts. For North Crawford, Miles Candler goes a total of five innings. He gives up seven hits, walks six, strikes out four during his time. Landon Blaha works one inning this afternoon, gives up a walk, and gets a strikeout as well. At the plate, leading the way for North Crawford, Colin Jacobus with a double and scored before exiting the ball game. Also, a home run for Landon Blaha, who is 1-for-3, and Sawyer's Toluca is 2-for-3 with an RBI. On the Ithaca side, Micah Salisbury 1-for-3 with a double and RBI and a run scored. Logan Anderson 1-for-2. He was on base 3 of 4 times. He walked twice today. Mac Neef 1-for-3 with a single. 2-for-3 for Wyatt Hilby, the designated hitter. He had 2 singles and scored a run. Cody Burns with a home run, 3 RBIs. He had the 2-run home run and also got an RBI on a ground out in the 5th inning. And Devin Iim, 1-for-3 with an RBI. The Bulldogs 1-0 now, prepare for their next game coming up tomorrow. They'll be against Potosi Cassville. That is a non-conference game before returning to conference play at Wazika Steuben on Thursday night. For North Crawford, after today's game, they have a game with Weston slated on Thursday. North Crawford falls to 0-2, both Ridge and Valley Conference games this year. The Bulldogs win their opener today, the season opener, and they are 1-0 heading to tomorrow's non-conference game. The action has been engineered by Mr. Tim Feed, and we appreciate you listening here tonight. Stay tuned for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update with some good Bulldog school news that's coming up. Once again, congratulations to Ithaca on a 6-3 victory over North Crawford in area high school baseball. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Friday was signing day at Ithaca High School. 3 Bulldogs from the class of 2024 will be participating in sports in which they excelled at in high school while playing in college. Josie Lau will be attending South Dakota State, pursuing a business degree and being a part of rodeo. Kaylee Peterson heads to UW Stevens Point to study environmental education and will be a member of the cross country and track and field teams. Micah Salisbury will pursue a degree in elementary education at UW River Falls while playing baseball for the Falcons. Kaylee and Josie have both qualified for state forensics contests for 4 years and have earned a perfect score at the state contest. Micah joined forensics this season as a novice and performed very well. All 3 athletes are also a part of the Ithaca High School band, and Josie and Kaylee are in choir. Each athlete is in 3 seasons of sports, balancing academics and extracurricular activities very successfully. Josie Lau was chosen as state all-around cowgirl in volleyball, was co-setter of the year in 2022 and solo setter of the year in 2024 in the conference, and received numerous awards through FFA, including a state FFA degree and sectional winner and equine placement. Micah Salisbury was a state champion in baseball and all-state selection and is a dual-sport athlete this year in baseball and track. He was a part of this year's Ridge and Valley Conference Championship basketball team and was honored with a 2024 Sportsmanship Award from the conference. And Kaylee Peterson was a dual-sport athlete in cross-country and volleyball as a sophomore and state champion, 400-meter and 3-time state qualifier in both track and cross-country. Kaylee is also the Ithaca salutatorian. Congratulations to these fine students, Kaylee Peterson, Micah Salisbury, and Josie Lau. The signing day was held Friday at Ithaca Schools. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Turned 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live. Love, laugh, laugh, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there I swear it changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I
drinking. So many thoughts are crossing my mind. Sometimes on the road we travel,
even good things unravel. The best gifts are left behind. The last time I saw you was in the hot August sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. Did you finally sell all your things and plant your roots in the Delray Beach sand, just like you always dreamed about? Ain't on your finger. Do you ever miss all the things that we were? I guess I just wonder what you're doing now. The last time I saw you was in the hot August sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. I can still see your green eyes. I can still hear your goodbye echoing through memories of me and you. The last time I saw you in the hot August sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. Saw you, I should have asked you to stay.
That was Clint Black with Life Gets Away, and before that we had Toby Keith with I Like Girls That Drink Beer. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm playing some great music up until the top of the hour, hoping you're having a great Monday evening. And right now the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge is 58 degrees at 717. And thank you, if you are listening, for tuning into the Ithaca versus North Crawford baseball game that was played just a little bit ago, that just ended a little bit ago, I should say. And of course, Ithaca, if you haven't heard, didn't hear, Ithaca came out on top 6-3. So good job by the Bulldogs on that game. And just wanted to let you know about the UW-Richland Alumni Association. They're seeking nominations for the 2024 Outstanding Alumni. Eligibility is that the nominee has attended either Richland County College or UW-Richland. It is important they show qualities of leadership and dedication in professional and or community activities. No formal nomination form is required. For more information, call Alumni President Kathy Granger at 608-489-3629 or email fairladykkg@yahoo.com. Nominations can be mailed to E17384. County Highway V, Hillsboro, 54634, by April 30th. Plans are being made for the fall brunch to honor the outstanding alumni, and are being made for Saturday, October 5th, at the Phoenix Center.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
100.9 WRCO. We brought our first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. We took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved. And it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life. Seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine. I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seeing it all. I drive a used car. Used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Drive a used car, used for real life. Seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
She says she's gotta go. but it's a long, long way from Myrtle Beach to L.A. Anything could change her mind. One sunset, one regret. She could turn. Happen all the time. Well, she's almost finished packing. It's over 2,000 miles. A lot could happen. There's gonna be days and days of long stretches. Maybe she'll come back to her senses. 'Cause it's a long, long way from Myrtle Beach to L.A. Anything could change her mind. One sunset, one regret, and she could turn. Happen all the time. Well, I ain't waiting on no phone call. I ain't getting my hopes up at all. I ain't setting myself up for a fall. But it's still a long, long way from Myrtle Beach to L.A. Anything could change her. She could turn around, come back, and be mine. Then everything would be just fine. Yeah, happy endings happen all the time. Well, it's a long, long way from Myrtle Beach to L.A.
Gentle hand will take me in. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Rise and shine, folks, and get ready for the ultimate morning boost with Phil and Hank in the mornings, starting at 7:20. Your perfect start to a perfect day.
Right, I'm in wrong.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All-American Do-It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All-American Do-It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, just a slight chance of a light shower later on, mainly north, low 40, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 38, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm Wednesday with a high of 68, and mostly cloudy and showers likely on Thursday with a high of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at about 2 miles per hour, and right now it's mostly clear and our current temperature is 57 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
His mother-in-law's a manic. His new wife's in a panic, saying, when you coming home? Danny drives a tractor, left it in the past. Your boss is getting madder, cause he won't pick up the phone. Might not be an Ivy League Einstein crowd, but when it comes to Friday night, man, we got it figured out. When the long week's paychecks are cashed, where we gonna spend it, buddy? You ain't gotta ask. When the neon lights are kicking on, all of us are headed to a home away from home. That can't pass the bar. Bobby's got a cousin who says he's good for nothing, always making fun of him cause he doesn't own a suit. Freddie's ex-lady's got a new Mercedes from the judge she's dating down in Baton Rouge. He's the book smart, no dark pool shooting kind, that's why she shows back up every other Friday night. When the long week's paychecks are cashed, where we gonna spend? Can't pass the bar.
can't pass the bar. Just some good old boys that can't pass the bar. Right between us is where it stood, and I couldn't find a way of getting around it. It grew a little taller every day till there was nothing left to say, and I never thought I'd get over it, but I did. They can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. Tangled in a wire that I couldn't mend. It was hard to say what was real and what wasn't. There were days that I swore I'd put it down, nights that I thought I was gonna drown. Never thought I'd turn it around, but I've done it.
You can learn to climb fences.
Was Brantley Gilbert with The Ones That Like Me. Excuse me there, I had to cough there just a little bit. Throat got kind of a little stuffed up there. But yeah, I hope you're having a great Monday night. And right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge is 56 degrees at 7:46. And baseball, Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Cincinnati Reds tonight in Cincinnati. And I was kind of worried there for a minute. You know, the Brewers were down 8-0 going after four innings. They were down 8-0. And right now, the Brewers scored 3 in the fifth and 3 in the sixth. And, of course, Cincinnati scored an additional run in the fifth. Now the score is 9-6 Cincinnati in the top of the seventh. The Brewers are at bat. And yeah, the Brewers are making a comeback. It looks like a pretty exciting game now. And you can hear the broadcasts of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And put on those Rally Cats and root on the Brewers. Hopefully they can come back and end up taking the game from Cincinnati. And it looks like they're starting to do a good job of it. They already just hit a double in the in the seventh inning. So, exciting game. That's the joy about baseball. You never know. You're never out of it until the end of the game, because I've even seen games where, and heard games where, teams score like maybe 9-10 runs in an inning. So you just never know, the joy of baseball. But like I say, you hear those Brewers on WRCE right now. And looking forward, looking ahead to tomorrow, I should say, Coffee with the Chamber will be held tomorrow morning from 7 to 8 at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Guest this month is Jeff Falk with Chet's Feed Seed and Such. Stop in for coffee and hear the latest about Chet's. And also tomorrow night, the Bauer Gunnel Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly meeting, and that's going to be at 7 at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center. Comradeship starts at 6:30. All VFW members and new prospective members are encouraged to attend.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I swear I'm staring at heaven, holding you here tonight, watching all the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe in my arms. Oh, ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. No way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you mine, then baby, you know I don't want no one. My car, my clothes, my money, take it all, but there ain't nobody gonna steal my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Ain't nobody gonna steal my love. Tattoo your name on me so I can wear it on my sleeve. Make sure that everyone knows it.
That was Dan and Shay with Steal My Love. Before I head on out, I'll give you an update on the Brewer game. Boy, it's an exciting game. And going in, they're going into the bottom of the seventh with Cincinnati coming up to bat. And the Brewers, Christian Yelich, hit a two-run homer in the seventh. Now the score is 9-8. So real exciting game. Be sure to tune in to WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 and catch the rest of that game and see if the Brewers can make that big comeback after being down by 8 runs going into the 5th inning. So exciting game, and of course we'll be bringing you Brewer action all season long on WRCE for your enjoyment. As for me, it's time to get out of here, and we're going to be playing some great music during the evening and overnight hours for your entertainment. And tomorrow morning it'll be the Light in the Milk House show with your host Phil Nee. Phil'll be bringing you some great music, news, information, sports. I'll have Hank in the studio. A lot of good stuff going on tomorrow morning during the Light in the Milk House show right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Taking us up to the top of the hour, it's Reba with I'd Rather Ride Around With You. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and please stay safe. Thank you.
But honey, if I